rough and surly as you rip it up, I'll take your bet. Small wonder colors never seen. Oh, your eyes are green. This is the Real Side B on the Pete Jones Radio Show, Radio Reverb Brighton, 97.2 FM.
We have in the studio, right opposite me, the amazingly talented Brighton artist Laura Thorne. Laura, help me out. There's madness afoot. What's going on out there?
Hi. So I know you were talking about the yes, retro vibes, and I actually just bought myself a cassette player.
There you go,
people. Which can actually record.
Oh, I love this.
So you can actually record stuff as well. And it's got the radio on it as well.
I mean, I'm not really old enough. You're going to have to tell me what that any of that means. But you mean you can record on a cassette?
Yeah.
That's so cool. Wow. And what are you going to do with that, with said retro machine?
Well, I mean, I actually just managed to locate all of my, school... You know, when I was about, 13, 14, 15, all of my cool music albums...
Oh, hello.
...that I'd recorded from the radio.
Yeah.
And,
obviously, legally.
My first... Yeah, obviously. Yeah,
obviously.
My first, what's it called? The first Michael Jackson album. Loads of really, key musical moments in my life. When I was, in year... not even in year nine, maybe year seven or eight. Chili's first album. You know, it was amazing.
You are,
but anyway,
you're on it.
So I straight away, I bought it, and it cost me a fiver, and I was
hang on, where? On eBay or something?
I got it from a Chazza down the road.
Oh, did you? Chazza?
Yeah, and it was from Boots as
I
well.
I like
so
that term,
one.
A Chazza.
Yeah.
A Chazza. I like the
Cheeky
George Street.
Down
the George
the
Street
London
Chazzas
road.
Are good, aren't they?
Yes.
In fact, we got about five different zones in this town ominously brilliant Chazzas.
I know.
Haven't
we?
Because you like London Road, of course. There's a few down there, Western Road, little cluster.
Yes, we like
George
that.
Street Chazzas.
Yeah, that's a whole other dimension.
Yeah. I know, it is.
And then the London Road, that's, pretty strong.
Which is your favourite?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know, it depends which route I'm going.
Oh, well,
from, where we live, going down the hill.
Which route do you tend to go?
I quite like going down the big hill.
The big
but
hill.
But I don't, down Hill.
Is that what you call it?
Pooh Bridge Hill, yeah.
Pooh Bridge.
What's it called? Velodrome thing.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
But...
Yes.
Getting back up.
No.
Not up for that.
Especially not in this
not
kind of
especially
conditions.
Not on your bike.
No. Ridiculous. You need a retro... You need one of those... But apparently you can get bikes now that are you can plug in and are got superpowers or something.
Wait,
I know.
Honestly.
I don't know people have got those sort of things.
Those electronic
ones.
Yeah,
and they use the bike lane. That really burns me up.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about that.
No
you're
way.
Not a, you can't be a bike if you've got an engine.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the wrong kind of bike. Now, we didn't bring you in to talk bikes, although if they're scrappy, reusable
bikes.
We're
talking about charity shops, and that's kind
Chazzas,
of, the green kind of vibe that we're thinking about.
We're on message before we even knew we were on message.
Exactly, we're on the same page.
We are on the same page.
On the same page.
You are the best.
So,
are you doing? What's going on?
So it's all very exciting, actually,
yes,
at the moment.
Actually.
Me and one of my good school mother friends. And we just... decided to start a new project off the back of a school project that we did that was actually in the library. The kids presented all of the work that they'd done what's it called? Irregular Choice. We did a and then now they've closed down. Anyway, it was a kind of art link.
Yeah.
And then she was just like, what do you think? And I said, look, why don't we just start a project together? And we started this... this idea, which is, and we've sort of formed this little project called Recraft Arts.
Yeah.
And basically, what we're doing is we're doing a series of workshops. We had the first one last week.
Yeah.
It's located in a place called Community Base, which.
Where's that?
So, down from the station.
Yeah.
Coming towards the beach.
Uh-huh.
It's like. You would have seen it 100 times.
Ah.
It's blue. It's a big building on the left.
Ah.
And they have a live kitchen outside sometimes.
Yes. I like that place.
Yeah. So that building there hosts of loads of different cool businesses, Refugee Radio.
Yeah.
Or they have.
You know, they piggyback on Reverb. So we have Refugee Radio. yeah, every week their latest show. They're very, very good.
Well, there we go. Yeah, so they're just brilliant.
Yeah.
There's the Royal Harmonic Orchestra, maybe. There's lots of different businesses, maybe 30 different businesses there.
I've just been reliably informed that it's on the left, not on the right, because obviously I don't have issues with left and right.
I do.
No, I do.
No,
no, you were right.
I was right or not.
You didn't even say which side. I'm just being
it's just because of my brain injury, I actually say the opposite.
There you go.
But I mean the opposite.
I didn't even have a brain injury. And yeah. That's exactly what I do.
I know, but
I've got no excuse.
It's really weird, though, because when you do have this particular struggle that I have with my brain, is that, you know, things, yes means no as well, like everything is opposite.
Wow.
So my partner's like, oh yeah, do you want this for dinner, do you want this or this, and I'll be like saying the opposite but meaning, so now he knows how to read my language.
But so he goes on the opposite, or he looks at your face, he looks at your expression.
I think he just knows everything
he knows
I say is the opposite.
Whatever he goes is going to be wrong.
Yeah.
He starts off knowing whatever I'm going to do is going to be wrong.
No, whatever I'm doing is wrong, and what he does is right. Yeah.
I'm not sure. So it's called, is it called the Scrap Space?
Yeah, right? So basically it's on the third floor. They are part of a partner venue, which is down in Shoreham. They have the Scrap Space in Shoreham.
Did they?
And then this is the new kind of sister company. It's the same type of idea where you give things away. Businesses have got too much of everything.
Yeah.
They just want to get rid of things, and they'll just have loads of random lids or something, or they'll have like some scraps of fabric or different things like that. And basically they donate things and then things get repurposed. And what they've done is they've just started this amazing new workshop area. And it's essentially a shop. So you can go in, you sign up to be a member for the day for £7, I think it is, or you can be a yearly member. And you basically can come and you have a big cement tub and you bucket, and you just walk around and you just fill it up. So you just fill up with the most random things. Like, say you've got a project and you want to, like, do something, you need some black material and you need some kind of random shiny thing, and you might need, like, I don't know, it's just got so much random stuff.
Yeah.
So it's always good to get it to be donated. That's one thing. If you're listening and you're thinking, oh, I can't really throw that away, like, this is probably useful for someone, it's useful for us.
So what kind of things? Like tech stuff, big stuff, metal stuff? I mean
not things like,
I mean, if you had a lamp you didn't want, for example, would you
it kind of depends, like,
yeah.
It's not like a charity shop in a sense,
yeah,
but it is, like, there are some random lamps.
Right.
You know, it depends. If people coming with a bag of stuff, you just don't know what's going to be in it. But there's run by volunteers.
So this is the Scrap Space. One in Shoreham. There's now this one in Brighton.
Yeah, Emily's the manager, and she's just an absolute saint and been really lucky to be able to work with her on this project. She's such a legend.
We've had a message in from Andy listening in Canterbury. He goes, what's a Chazza? Andy, it's a charity shop, man. Charity shop.
It's like a kind of cool charity shop.
Yeah, a Chazza. you got them in Canterbury, surely. So which bit did you and Jenny create?
We created these winter workshops.
Yeah.
So many people throw away things at Christmas.
Yeah.
I had the information on my phone and it's just died.
Your phone?
Which is really annoying.
That's okay.
But the statistics are really high.
We can steer people in the right place.
What I'm trying to say is that there's so much waste at Christmas.
Yeah.
Tinsel, for example, gets thrown away. You can't recycle tinsel, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. So it's,
what about novelty Christmas jumpers?
Yeah, like things from the pound shop, which are plastic. They just get thrown in the bin.
Yeah.
This is the thing. It's not really about recycling. It's about reusing. It's like all those things that you might have, like a random knick-knack drawer, for example, which you don't really use the bits in there, and you think, like, all of those things can be useful for something.
You pretty well describe most rooms in my house.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have a knick-knack drawer. I have a knick-knack house.
I mean, they also have, like, a little area for odd socks, which everyone definitely has in their house.
Damn right. I haven't got any even socks.
No, maybe either.
I got holy socks.
Yeah.
Crazy. So then the idea to make winter wreaths out of this stuff is just brilliant.
So that's the main thing that we wanted to try and do, is make something kind of bespoke for per person, because everybody's got their own different vibes. Everyone's got their own taste. People can bring in what they want to the workshop, which could be like something from a bit of a family old thing, which could be reused, which is from like the loft or something, of a, like a random, like dated looking weird bit of, I'm just thinking in my head, it's envisioning like a Bambi.
Yeah.
Bambi is not Bambi. What's it called?
Bamboo.
I don't know.
Bambino?
You know, like the Christmas with like...
Bam, 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 bam. Yes.
Reindeer.
Baubles. Reindeer. That's what I said. I said reindeer. You know, you weren't listening.
You can tell my brain is, crazy.
No, you just...
But anyway, so Jenny and I, we both sort of we are both blessed with neurodiverse challenges.
Yeah.
Jenny's got ADHD. I've got brain injury and epilepsy and multiple sclerosis. So both of our brains work in really different ways.
You guys are collecting stuff.
But we're collecting stuff, We're collecting each other's powers
Brilliant.
She's got good things, I got good things. Together we make this like superpower of creating stuff.
Yeah.
And what's really nice about what the people who came last week was, there were all different ages, all different, there was boys, there was girls, and they all had from different backgrounds, and everyone just came together, and it's all set up with all the different types of things which you can grab to make.
Yeah.
So you use a kind of template, and then you can grab anything. It's like going to a sweet shop. Brilliant. You just literally grab this, you grab that, and then you start creating this beautiful piece of work, which you just end up building on, and you suddenly get stuck, and everyone's like, oh, I don't know what to do about this, and then we sort of guide them into something, and then they suddenly like, oh, I've got it, you know, I'm going to get these colours together.
Yeah, so you guys are always there, you're kind of walking around, I can imagine, so you're walking around the space, seeing how people are, if they need a hand, you're there to help.
Yeah.
You might say, oh, why don't you do that, or try this, but it's the whole thing, are they always going to be making winter wreaths at this particular workshop?
Yeah, for this workshop. So the workshops are running. We've done the first one. We've got a family one on Sunday.
Oh. So that's the 30th of November.
Yeah, 30th.
Yeah.
And so that is a really good one to go to.
Laura, give me the address again, because I don't want to confuse them.
Queen's Road.
Queen's Road.
And it's a community hub. And it's the scrap space on the third floor.
The scrap space. Now, listen, if you want the
I think it might be 113 Queen's Road, maybe.
That sounds good enough.
Yeah.
You said something like a blue building.
It's a blue building.
I mean, come on.
It's right opposite the traffic.
Do you need us to hold your hands? Come on, people. You can fight.
You got to get down there, guys.
Come on. You got to do some of the lifting here.
Yeah.
The email address is recraftarts@gmail.com. Who is manning that email address?
I am, and so is Jenny. And also, you need to follow us on Instagram, because we've only got 100 friends.
What? You need more friends.
Yeah.
You've got silent secret friends that you don't even know about.
Well, yeah,
little
that's
squirrels
thing.
And
well, if you've got children,
you've got a womble friend.
Not really. No,
you're going to get them.
I might get them. Yeah.
You said if you've got children.
So if you've got children, come down on Sunday. It's 3 till 5.
Okay.
And it's just going to be absolute chaos.
Good.
Family fun.
Yeah.
We've got DJ coming.
What?
Whoop whoop. we're going to have some fun activities, as well as, you know, keeping them entertained.
And you mentioned with the scrap space that people are asked to donate maybe £7 or whatever. Is your event, is this Winter Wreath Workshop, is that a similar thing? Do people have to pay any money?
People have to pay for the workshop,
So when they come, do they have to pay before?
You can buy it on what's it called? On
the old ticket thing.
Yeah, Eventbrite.
Eventbrite.
Yeah.
There you go.
So if you look that up on the Recraft Arts Eventbrite.
So actually, if people want to do a Google search for Recraft Arts, they'll see these four events. 20th of November, we've had that one. 30th of November, two in December, 4th and the 11th.
Yeah.
They're not just for kids, guys. This is this
Those ones are actually only for adults.
Oh, what, the December ones?
Yeah.
Oh, so they're only for adults. And, and this one coming, the 30th of November, is a family one.
Yeah, got for it. Everybody.
Thank you. That is so cool. Once more, the email is recraftarts@gmail.com. Laura and Jenny are running it. They are so talented. You should just see their work anyway.
And you know what? Just to say, try and befriend us, which is just Instagram/... Recraft Arts.
Okay.
Did I say that already?
Probably. Not sure. What is your Instagram handle?
Mine is Lozzle Art.
And how are you spelling that?
Lozzleart.
There you go, folks. Lozzle Art. And I'll give you all that by the end of the show as well, and we'll write it all down. Laura, thanks so much for coming in. You've been absolutely brilliant. It's never enough time.
I know. Thank you so much.
Oh, no, it's just so such kind. A great project. It just caught my eye, and I thought it'd be great to put it out there because it's almost Christmas, and everyone knows how Christmassy I am. thank you so much, Laura, and say hi to Jenny. And this is such a great project. I hope it blooms.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Radio Reverb, you know where to go. Head on down to the Pete Jones Show.